You are listening to Life in the English TA Office. Episode 3, it's grading time. Good morning, everyone. I am Doris, your host of Life in the English TA Office. We are 6 weeks into the semester and it is grading time. For those of you who are new to the podcast, we are 11 teaching associates who are teaching a first-year English composition class at Sacramento State University. As you can imagine, life can be pretty stressful as we are grad students with our own course load. However, it is also rather exciting to finally teach your own class after many years of being a student.
All right, so this is my first semester as an English 5 TA. And I'm really enjoying the experience, but it's also a very eye-opening experience. This has opened my eyes to the amount of work that goes into teaching and prepping a class and doing all sorts of the administrative sides of things. I do love the experience, but, you know, all this extra work, all the administrative work that goes into it is a little daunting, I guess is maybe the word for it.
You just heard from Juan, who's in his first semester of being a TA, and he expresses what many of us are thinking. Basically, it is a lot of work. Even though we're receiving much needed support from the English department in how to plan our syllabus, many of us are preparing for hours the night before teaching a class. Listen to the short conversation I had with Miranda just now.
So this is my first semester as a TA, and it's been interesting because I'm also working on my master's project. And so what I found is that I'm spending a lot of time teaching and just trying to make my class work, working on the assignments, grading papers, and I'm just putting aside and forgetting about my project. Because teaching is happening, you know, every day. It's a constant thing, and the project is not due till the end of the school year, so it's easy to put it off. So it's a challenge just balancing teaching and being a student and making sure that you're paying equal attention to everything.
Okay. So how are we doing it? As far as I'm concerned, the students always come first. For example, once they've submitted their essays, I let them know that they will receive their grades 1 week later. I might be really idealistic here, but I feel that just as I am holding them accountable to keep deadlines, I also need to return their essays within a given time. So yes, it does get a little crazy towards the end of the 7 days. I've learned to grade in batches of about 4 essays at a time. Our supervisor recommended we set a timer to 5 minutes per essay, but that seems impossible to me. It sounds like grading is a skill professors develop over time, and I'm definitely only at the beginning stages. Last year, it took me 25 minutes to grade each essay, and this semester I'm down to 20. As you can see, there is lots of room for improvement, but maybe one day we'll get there. Some of us are more organized than others, and Elvira here has some really good tips.
So last week I graded 25 student essays for their first essay in the class, which was a literacy narrative. It was pretty daunting at first because when you get the first batch, you realize how much work it is to grade not only their content and organization, but pay attention to any grammar mistakes that they may be making which interfere with their meaning. So it took a while at first to start grading, but once you get the hang of it, it really does get easier because you know what you're looking for. So one of the things that I did was first skim through all of the essays to make sure I get a norm for where they're at, which gave me a better idea of what I should be paying attention to throughout the batch of essays. But it's pretty time-consuming, even if you are an experienced grader, so having a system really helps. For example, I use a system where I give a positive comment, then I comment on three specific areas that they need to work on, and then I close with encouragement and an expectation that they'll continue to revise as the semester progresses. So having a system and being able to make comments efficiently and limiting the time that you spend on each essay could be really helpful for new TAs. But it's really rewarding, especially when you see them make changes and improve on their writing, because as we know, writing is a process and it's not always a perfect draft in the beginning. So yeah, that's pretty much my grading process, and hopefully it does get easier from here on out.
Elvira is right. It is very rewarding to see our students make changes, and that's exactly what we will be talking about during the next episode when it's time for individual conferences with them. So tune in next week, and hopefully we can give you great tidbits about how our students are planning to implement our feedback and continue on in their journey of becoming better writers. Thank you for listening to Life in the English TA Office. Your host, Doris.